source, the ending be of the things that are, that have been, and that future years shall see. Evermore and evermore, Christ to thee with God the Father, and O Holy Ghost to thee, hear and chant and high thanksgiving, and unending praises be. Honor, glory, and dominion, and eternal victory, evermore and evermore.
Recessional Hymn 376. Choir sings verses 1 and 2. The congregation joins in verses 3 through 5. We stand for the processional hymn.
Until I make your enemies your floor. first scripture lesson, the first Christmas promise, a reading from Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." "You will not surely die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I shall put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall crush your head, and you shall bruise his heel." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 379, "O Come All Ye Faithful."
Come, O ye faithful, try your hands, try your heart, give us no time.
The second scripture lesson, the virgin will conceive Emmanuel. A reading from Isaiah chapter 7. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He will eat curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right. But before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste. The Lord will bring on you and on your people and on the house of your father a time unlike any since Ephraim broke away from Judah. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 368, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Thank you.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 9. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall accomplish this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The choir sings Here by the Sheep.
Thank you.
6th Scripture Lesson, Shepherds and Angels, a reading from Luke chapter 2. Now there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very much afraid. Then the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For unto you this day, in the city of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, there was with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 380, Hark the Herald.
Thank you.
the 8th scripture lesson, Jesus is the Son of God. A reading from 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 387, Joy to the World.
The Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heaven and earth meet in the person of Jesus Christ. The angels from heaven met the shepherds on earth. Jesus from heaven came to dwell with Mary and Joseph on earth in the manger. And God's holy word in the scriptures from heaven dwells with you on earth. What Christmas means for you and for me is that heaven and earth have met in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Savior and Lord, and he is God's Son, who is the propitiation for our sins. Jesus Christ is the Savior and the Lord. In the well-known words of the Gospel account in Luke chapter 2, you heard that from David's royal line would come a child, Mary's firstborn son, a babe laid in a manger. But this one laid in the manger was also the Son of God, who had come from heaven to earth. And the reason the angels say, "Glory to God in the highest, good news is proclaimed of great joy," is because that one who was laid in a manger came to be our Savior, Christ the Lord. And the sign for the shepherds of this babe, which was laid in a manger, shows us the humility of our Lord Jesus Christ to be born this way. "Glory to God in the highest," the angels say to the humble shepherds in the fields that night. This child is our peace. We praise God for this one named Jesus, whose name means Savior. Heaven and earth have met in Christ Jesus, the Savior and the Lord. And God's Son is the propitiation for our sins, from the epistle lesson. God is love, and the proof of His love is He sent His only Son into the world to be, as John said, the propitiation for our sins. What that word means is this. When Jesus died on the cross and His blood was spilled for us, He did that in our place. As the second Adam, He fulfilled all righteousness for us, kept the law perfectly, and then died on the cross in our place. Propitiation means God sees the blood of His Son upon the cross, and because of that blood, He forgives, He redeems, He makes us His children through faith in His name. Propitiation, ransom payment made by Christ, helps us to realize that Christmas is not some sentimental holiday, but rather it is the rejoicing in the incarnation of Christ. God shares our flesh and blood. Even now, after Christ was raised from the dead and ascended to the right hand of God in His glorified body, He still had the marks on His hands, in His side, in His feet, to show the payment that He made for our sin. Jesus that was laid in a manger would be laid upon the cross, would be placed in the tomb, and would come out glorious. He would come forth in His resurrection. As we proclaim, Jesus is both the Son of God and the Son of Mary. When one knows that this is God's love, then our hearts are filled with light and with love. And then the love of Christ, which is in us, can be shared with others. And so this Christmas, remember Good Friday and Easter. See the whole picture of how heaven and earth have met in the person of Jesus Christ. Meditate for a moment these days, the 12 days of Christmas, from now to Epiphany, where we celebrate the coming of the Magi. Meditate that this is God's love for you. Put aside your worries. Put aside the cares of this world. They will be there tomorrow. This night, focus on Christ Jesus. Proof of God's peace, the proof of God's love, is in the person of Christ. That is why we sang "Joy to the World." This night, rejoice. Heaven and earth have met in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we always rejoice in Him, our joy, our light, and our life. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Turn to the back cover of the inside of your hymnal. And on this Christmas night, we speak together the Apostles' Creed. We stand to speak the Creed. We confess,
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
As we gather the offerings, as a ritual friendship pad at the end of the pew, fill it out and tear the sheet off and pass it to the folks sitting next to you and place it in the basket as you leave. We gather the offerings. You may be seated. What child is this? We have the lighting of the candles. Hymn 370. You may be seated.
most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that as we have known the mysteries of that light on earth, we may also come to the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. In 363, silent.